Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For those of you who haven't been paying close attention, Louisiana State University will part ways with Ed Orgeron. They have a mutual, agreed a mutual goodbye,
at
whatever.
At the end of the year.
The end of the year, he's going to finish out the season. And one of the first names that was mentioned as a successor to Ed Orgeron was, well, don't let me hear. You don't want to hear from me. Bruce Feldman from The Athletic and Fox Sports TV. Look, if they asked, I think he'd have to listen.
Yeah.
And I think he would go back to Michigan State and say,
Show me the money.
Show me the money. And then if he didn't get it, he would go. But I don't know. I think they're going to – their athletic director, I think his last name is Woodward, has been known to shoot for the stars in other jobs. I mean,
yeah.
Jimbo Fisher, people like that. Even at LSU, he lured – I know we're not big, huge fans of women's basketball. Kim Mulkey, the head coach at Baylor, she's now at LSU. I would think that, I don't know, James Franklin, who did coach in the SEC, would probably – be somebody that you would go for before Mel Tucker. But if you're a Spartan fan, you've been through this before with the same school. Nick Saban went to LSU, if you remember, and Mel Tucker was on the staff. I don't think he would go. I just think it's too short of a time. You say, well, he was only in Colorado for a year. I know, but I think, you know, he's a Midwestern guy. I think he likes it here. Look, LSU is a better job than Michigan State, but you're in with Alabama every year in that division, number one.
Yeah, but how long is Nick Saban going to be there?
That's true. The other thing, you know, I say LSU is a better job. LSU has a great history, but they went through decades and decades of mediocrity before Saban. You know, it's been, you know, Saban and Miles and then Orgeron, you know, so that's the last, what, 20 years or whatever. But before that, they were, you know, Jerry DiNardo was the head coach there, among others. So just because you go to LSU does not mean it's guaranteed. I know Rico was on with Jim Costa over the weekend and didn't think LSU would ever hire a black guy. Now, maybe it's time where they want to show that they're not so backwards, and they would. You know, James Franklin – and possibly, you know, Mel Tucker would be two of the guys that they'd be interested in. But if I'm a Spartan fan, I'm a little worried, aren't you?
Yeah, you should be. Because there's going to be a lot of dominoes that fall. You've got two premier jobs open. You've got the USC job, and you're going to have LSU. And if, you know, if you're looking at dominoes, who takes the U.S., who fills the job first? Who's willing to, you know, ante up and pay the most for the guy that they want? And you look at James Franklin at Penn State. You know, he's had opportunities to leave before. He hasn't left.
Right.
Does he want to leave?
He always goes and shows me the money, and they show
him
the money.
They show him the money. Jimbo Fisher has a sweet deal going at Texas A&M.
Why would you leave Texas A&M and go to LSU? It's the same conference.
It's the same conference, but I think you can recruit better at LSU. And
you don't have to go up against Texas?
You don't have to go up against Texas, but it's also, you know, okay, if he's always can be like, he's the first assistant coach to beat Nick Saban. All right. Can you go to LSU and win more national championships there than Nick Saban did? You know, I mean, it's always a competition. And so that would be an attractive thing for Jimbo Fisher to do. However, I think we've all seen that he can be an average coach and jump up and beat, you know, a good team every once in a while and still make his $10 million a year.
Right. He's talking about dominoes. Where's Miami going to go? That's another one.
Yeah, Miami. And then, you know, the name that I think is always going to come up, because I don't think he's long for the NFL, Urban Meyer.
Right. He, by the way, made a brilliant coaching move yesterday.
What was it?
In overtime, they were debating whether to kick a 60-yard field goal or go for the Hail Mary, 58-yard field goal. And they decided to go for this one play. Here's the deal. Short slant. We had a timeout left. You hit the ground, call timeout, and they did it. And it worked. And
it worked perfect.
Field goal. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
but
one more name I just heard linked to that LSU opening is interesting. I think it's Matt Rhule.
Oh, if he doesn't, he's not enamored with the NFL.
Yeah.
That would be an definitely interesting hire as well. Like I said, the AD there goes after big name players. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Love to hear from Spartan fans. Are you worried at all that chopping wood might move to Baton Rouge? If I was a Spartan fan, I'd be a little worried, but I don't think he's leaving. I really don't. There's something about him that shows me that he's fabric, stability, morality, and I think 2 years is way too short for him to leave. Is he going to be a lifer here like Izzo? I don't think so, because if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to get higher profile jobs. But now I think is way, way too early to talk about Mel Tucker going to LSU. But you know what? I'm sure the other coaches around the Big Ten would be happy to see him go, because he's done a pretty good job so far. Look, I think if you're a Michigan State fan, a little bit maybe concerned, but I don't think he's going anywhere. Other guys that are mentioned as possible people besides Tucker, and we mentioned Jimbo Fisher and James Franklin. How about this one? Dabo. Because this guy goes for the stars, the athletic director Woodward. And, you know, maybe Dabo, you know, would like to actually coach in the SEC. Maybe he's waiting for Saban to retire to go to his alma mater, but who knows if that'll ever happen. They also mentioned Louisiana head coach Billy Napier. I don't think it's a big enough profile.
No.
Mario Cristobal at Oregon. Here's the one who I think might get it. Mark Stoops at Kentucky. He's done a great job. What's the ceiling, though, at Kentucky? It's as much as he's been done a great job.
You saw it on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. But him at LSU might work. And, of course, they have to throw Lane Kiffin in here as well. We have some ticket texts I'll get to in a second.
They throw golf balls with it?
Yeah. Joe and Grossio, what's up?
Hey, guys. I don't think anybody, even the most optimistic Spartan fans, saw this coming this soon for Coach Tucker.
No.
We are absolutely thrilled for his success, and he is thrilled to be in East Lansing and Lansing and the surrounding community. What he's done this year is he's bought himself another 4 or 5 years of a honeymoon to let him redo it if things don't work out quite this well next year. If he goes to LSU or USC, they're not going to be as patient. He's got a great thing going. He's not going to turn his back on it. Mel Tucker's not going anywhere. He's staying where he belongs.
I don't think he's leaving right now either. I think it makes no sense to think about it.
I think he has extended his time in East Lansing. There's no doubt about that. But you talk about, you know, right now, Ed Orgeron, right? After winning a national championship, they gave him a new contract, and he's going to not do anything after this year, or doesn't have to do anything, and he's going to make almost $17 million more.
All right, here's some ticket texts. Couldn't be happier as a Spartan to see Michigan people all over message boards propagating the Tucker rumors. Kind of funny that we want your coach to stay and you hope our leaves.
Yeah, but it's not necessary. I mean, I don't look at the message boards.
Right.
Feldman's not a Michigan guy.
No.
But I'm surprised that text took that long, because I thought that we were totally going to get accused of blue wall radio trying to get rid of him already.
No, not at all. Mel Tucker's already the second highest paid African-American coach in all football. How much more will he be paid? As this text points out, if Tucker beats Michigan again this year, they need to redo his deal before he even thinks about leaving. Guys, it's a crapshoot. An article that came out says that Jimbo Fisher is the LSU number one target, which we did mention. Let's be clear here. 1999 is not 2021. Michigan State's a different school. Michigan State proved they were willing to be the big dogs by ponying up the big money to get him to the first place. That's from Justin in Texas. You are correct. He said no first, and then they came out with more money. I mean, didn't he stay more than a year at Colorado? So, yeah, I'd be a little worried. He didn't stay more than a year.
No.
I wouldn't be worried unless the money is just completely out of whack and he wants to go to the SEC. Of course, John says we should be worried. Please, Spartans don't listen to a guy who is a homer.
Okay, whatever. Don't listen if you don't want to.
Tucker isn't moving. Yeah, he left places quickly before, but that was as a position coach for upgrades. Colorado was a stepping stone. MSU isn't the greatest, but he has full control on all decisions. He's already successful doing it. He also has two billionaires competing with donations. Other schools do too, but ours are putting their money where their mouth is. That's true. The whole Ishbia and Gilbert thing going back and forth. They might not let him stay or let him leave.
Right. And again, great for Michigan State and great for Mel Tucker.
Yes.
If that's the case.
Absolutely. I think USC is the bigger threat for Tucker. He coached at Colorado, and his path to the national championship is much easier at USC than MSU or LSU. That's interesting. If they would even, and I haven't heard his name mentioned at USC.
No.
But that is true. He would have an easier path to the national championship. In the Pac-10.
I think an easier path to a college football playoff berth.
Yes, okay.
I'm not necessarily sure a national champion.
Yeah, but you can't get to the championship if you don't make the playoff.
And it's right, an easier shot to the playoff. I'll go back to how long is Saban going to be at Alabama? Because if it's, you know, who knows? Maybe it's 5 years. Maybe it's 6 or 7 years. Who knows? But if it's only a couple.
He goes to Alabama in 5 years. Agree with you, Stoney. Believe Coach Tucker enjoys the challenge and will be very successful at MSU for a few more years. Why is 2 years early to consider Mel Tucker leaving MSU for LSU? He left Colorado after only one season. He's displayed the ability to quickly turn around a program left in shambles after its coach quit at the worst possible time. Scott in Farmington. That's true. He does have the resume as far as for being a fixer-upper.
Yeah, and he wouldn't necessarily, down at LSU, wouldn't have to mind the transfer portal as much. I think he takes that theory, and you mentioned it, you know, treating it like free agency. I think that's a great way to mind the transfer portal. He could do that as well as recruit top-end talent down in LSU.
God, please go to LSU so I can stop hearing Tuck coming. It will be Tuck leaving. Such an annoying tagline.
Oh, come on. Come on,
really? I agree with Stoney. Tucker would leave, I think, if he was at Michigan State for over 4 years. But because he's only coached the COVID year and this year, I'd be really shocked if he left after such a short period of time. I feel he still has a lot to prove at Michigan State. That's from Daniel from Grand Blanc. Yeah, he does. I mean, he's done a great job so far, but he's got the gauntlet coming up, you know. With
all the Big East, the Big Ten East teams have the gauntlet
and
coming
they also
up.
Have to go to West Lafayette. And all of a sudden, they look a little better than you would think the way they throttled Iowa.
In Kinnick Stadium.
Yes.
That's indeed, a tough place indeed. To go and get a win. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.